It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Bob Golic, former Browns nose tackle. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, crap. Do I need a code word to get to go? Or
I think you're good.
Okay, good then. How you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
Well. Thanks for being with us. Are you pumped about the cruise?
Yeah, it should be fun, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't been on a cruise since, probably the 80s. And I was sitting next to, you guys are probably too young, I was sitting next to Frank Gorshin.
The original Riddler.
At the
casino, at the original Batman. So.
Yeah.
He wasn't as nice and fun as he was on Batman.
Really?
Yeah, he was kind of cranky.
So did you learn a lesson about Hollywood right there?
Well, at that point, I just assumed he was old and cranky. and then when I got out there and I started working with the kids, I'm going, see, they're just wonderful. And then some of them turned kind of cranky, and I just said, you know what, I got to get the hell out of here.
You know, I mentioned this earlier on in the show, and I said, I'm going to ask you about this.
Okay.
And I hope you remember, and I hope you weren't making it up back then, because it's been one of my favorite stories ever since I've been working in this business. You told me years ago that you knew it was time to leave Hollywood after you went on an audition. Do you remember this?
I went on an audition, and my agent had sent me some what they call sides, which are part of the script that you go in and you do an audition, read it with the casting person. And it also gives a description of the person you were supposed to be. And I'm looking at a description, and it said this character, a mid to late 30s ex-NFL player type, like Bob Golic or Lyle Alzado. And I'm going, well, crap, I should try out for this. And so, I mean, I went in so cocky, and I didn't get it.
How did you not get it?
Can I come back in as Lyle, maybe? I don't know. The only good news is that the show didn't go, and so I didn't have to watch some dweeb play me. So
that's insane. That's Hollywood, though,
at
right?
That point, I'm,
that's Hollywood.
That's what I started thinking. Because you do auditions, you start with a talent person, and then you get then it goes up, and then finally, like I'm Saved by the Bell, I ended up reading for the network themselves. But you start with kind of not really, they don't really know. They don't have anything to do with the show other than they're running the audition. And I've told myself that they didn't really know what they were looking for, or he didn't know what he was looking for. Because why else would he not pick me? And so I've been able to get through life knowing I failed there, but blaming it all on him.
To this day, Bob, it's one of my favorite stories that anybody has ever told me. And it's like, wait a minute, I am Bob Golic. And you didn't get it.
My agent called me, and he couldn't stop laughing. And I said, what are you laughing about? He goes, you didn't get the part playing Bob Golic. I said, oh, crap.
That's so
you know, and that's what I've, and that's when I kind of, I didn't, I mean, hell, if somebody else would have offered me roles, I probably would have gone. But I knew at that point that the acting in the Hollywood was political and stupid and just like everything else. So you just kind of have to sit back and hope for the best.
If I can say, that aspect of your life kind of fits with so many other things, because you're a guy who reinvented himself numerous times, you know, from being a linebacker with the Patriots. You come home and play for the Browns, and they turn you into a nose tackle.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, at Notre Dame, I was a middle linebacker. About 20% of the time, they'd move me up on the nose, but I was 250 pounds. So I would jump through gaps and stuff. But ultimately, I was the old, the Ray Nitschke, the Dick Butkus type of guy. You know, you don't have to cover people deep. You don't have to do a whole lot of stuff. You just got to stop people from running through and, and beat them up. And I was pretty good at that at Notre Dame. So I went to the Patriots, and they after a while, I got hurt the first year. After a while, I came to the realization, hey, they actually play man-to-man coverage. What the hell is that? Because in college, we just kind of drop back and look for somebody to crossing into our zone. So I would run up and try to tackle the running back before he got out of the backfield. They said, what are you doing? I said, I'm allowed to hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and that way he won't be able to go run up. I guess you can't do that. I said, oh, crap, I thought I had you on a technicality. But then I came to the Browns, and, I drove home. I called my dad. He goes, Bobby, don't worry. I just got a call over here. The Chicago Fire wants you. I'm like, what the hell is Chicago Fire? It was like, I don't know, it was like the World Football League or something. All I remember is that they had pretty cool helmets. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I can't believe it's over. Next day, I got a call from the Browns. And Bill Davis was the director of player personnel at the time. Evidently knew my background, wrestling in high school, wrestling in college, all that stuff. And when he called me back, he called me and he said, listen, we know you've got a background as a wrestler, and everything you do as a wrestler, because we don't need a linebacker, we need a nose tackle. He said, would you come in and play nose tackle? And I was like, God, I know nobody actually volunteers to play nose tackle. So I said, okay. But he had said that because of my wrestling background in high school, it was all about strength, control, balance, all those things. He goes, that's what being a nose tackle is about. At that point, he didn't tell me about double team traps with Mike Webster and Craig Wolfley, but it's probably better he kept that to himself. So I went in there, and so when I got to the Browns, a couple days later, I was in Los Angeles. It was the last preseason game, and I was 240 pounds, because they figured that if I lost some, the Patriots had figured if I lost some weight, that I'd be faster, and I proved them wrong. I'm 240 pounds. They said linemen have to wear braces on their knees. I'm like, what the hell? And they slapping these braces on my knees, and I just hardly move. Then I line up right on Dave Dalby, the old great center, and I start calling games where I can loop around to the outside. And I come around the corner. I'm like, all right, nobody's hit me. And I see Gene Upshaw back there waiting for me. And I'm thinking, okay, go down underneath them, go around. And by the time I had anything figured out, I just ran right into them. And that is never a good thing. So
he didn't say pay your union dues, did he?
No. Oh, I would tell you some good stories, but, those who have passed. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I don't want to... I talked enough bad stuff about him when he was alive. I'm done now that he's passed.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go in this direction with you, especially with a cruise coming up. And when you're out and about around Northeast Ohio and, not on the air, I'm just curious. Well, most people, when they come up to you, do they want to talk Browns? Do they want to talk Notre Dame? Do they want to talk Saved by the Bell? Because I got to feel like everybody feels like they know you. They want to talk wrestling? They want to talk St. Joe's? I mean, I can't.
You got like five different careers,
and
Bob.
And so many different paths that you've met so many, you know, between you and your brothers, right? Like, you guys have had such an impact in our community.
Well, you know, and that's right. I mean, with five different careers, I could basically lie about five different things, tell stories. But and it's weird. It depends on the age group.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get a lot of the younger people are going, I saw Saved by the Bell. And, I loved you on Saved by the Bell. Then some of the kids that are teenagers are going, oh my God, you know, my grandma loves you. I said, what? And I'm so used to saying, back then I was used to hearing people say, oh man, my sister's got the hots for you. And now we've made it up to, my grandmother loves you. And I said, okay, well, tell her to get her teeth in and hop on over. It's kind of a balance. One of the things I did in acting was Billy Crystal's brother called me up one time, or actually came to meet me one time. He wanted me to join a show. I said, what made you come here? He goes, I watched all your interviews after the games, and you seem kind of weird. And I said, okay, thank you very much. And I went on a show called Home and Family, which was on the ABC, I think it was Lifetime or ABC Family Channel, with Chuck Woolery.
Oh, yeah.
2 and 2. He was the
host. Connection guy.
It was a host. It was a whole house that they would shoot different things, interviews, and go over and do crafts and, you know, do things like that. So it was a 2-hour thing, and I came in one time and built a kind of a redwood plaything outside, and they said, hey, God, you were great. I said, what, can you do anything else? And I said, well, I just sewed my daughter a dress, or I just built my daughter a dress. They said, you built a dress? I said, well, whatever, you know, whatever it's called. And I said, could you come in and build a dress for us? And so I ended up on that show a lot. And at the time I was also at CNNSI, and there used to be like tours of women going through there, checking the place out. And they were going, Bob, Bobalicious, Bob. And I'm just like going, stop it. There's football people around here. So, don't mix them. But
that's great.
I figure someday my funeral is going to be very eclectic.
Well, you have definitely had a diverse life.
Bob Golic joining us, former Browns nose tackle, former actor on Saved by the Bell, current radio man, former Raider. You came home and played for your hometown team.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Was, as hometown guys, Andy and I think that would be awesome. Is it awesome? Is it challenging? How is it?
I need tickets, Bob. I need tickets.
It was challenging for my dad because everybody called him for tickets.
Yeah.
And my dad said, hey, you know what? There's this gate. Go down to the gate B. And go in there and tell them you're looking for tickets. And they said, then who do I ask for? And he goes, we don't ask for anybody. Just pay for them. But, you know, when they picked me up, I was kind of really worried about moving to nose tackle. You know, I didn't know much about it. But when I first got on the field, I couldn't believe the feeling. And, you know, it's become so business-like. Yep. Now with all the money and the contracts and stuff, I just remember for me, it felt like college. It felt like an extension of Notre Dame. It felt like that the, you know, you had all your fans and the students are up there. And I felt like I was a part of this city and I was out there playing for the students. I was playing for the fans. I really felt connected to so many people. It was absolutely one of the most amazing things I'd ever experienced. And I don't think that many people get a chance that are playing, get a chance to feel that kind of connection. But it was, I mean, I was one of the only guys besides Art Modell who drove in from the east side. And they'd have signs hanging over the overhangs. Go get them, kill them, tear them up. You owe me $20, you know, things like that. And but it was just so cool. And one of the first times I went down, I always talked to my dad before I play. He would come. You remember we would go into that dugout, My dad would come down. He was trying to get down. All his people are all around. All the fans are all around. And he's trying to come over here where I can get to him. And I'm still in the field. And I said, "Hey, can you let my dad through?" And they go, "Oh, just call." And they let him through. We did our whole thing. "Hey, good luck to you. Who's the my dad would always say, "Who's the best one out there, Bobby?" And my answer is, "I am, Dad." It was kind of a ritual. But from then on, all 7 years, before every game, he was standing right in that spot because everybody moved aside and escorted him down. All the fans escorted him down to that spot by the dugout. And it was, I don't know, it just felt like family.
That's cool. That's really cool. Bob Golic, our guest. Bob's going to be on the Browns Fan Cruise. If you enjoyed listening to Bob now,
oh man, how much fun.
Imagine at the blackjack table in the buffet.
Yes.
I've got otherwise. I mean, other stories to tell too.
Well, Bob, great to have you with us. The cruise is coming up in March. You can get an opportunity and check it out, and you hanging out with all your old teammates. That could be way too much fun.
Yeah, you know, I actually went on the website and I didn't see my picture, and I'm a little tiffed right now.
So. We can work on that.
Yeah,
we know people. Okay.
And by the way, when they hand you the bill, remember to use that code FAN2025, and you'll save $200.
You got it. And okay, FAN25, gotcha. Okay, I'll take care of it, man. Thank you,
Bob. Thanks. Always great to have you with us. Thank you, buddy. Right,
thank you,
Bob Golic, former Browns nose tackle, 3-time Pro Bowler. At nose tackle, after being a linebacker.
How about All-American in wrestling, too? I mean, dude was
serious. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.